You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And that's why you're just trying to get it out and see if a guy can catch it and run.
More pressure in the sixth sack of the night by the Seahawks. And there is just no time for Jones, Bobby Wagner.
Kevin Rader in motion. Play action. Tannehill looking deep. Pump fakes. And down he goes. He took a big shot from Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner, the NFL leader with 183 tackles last season, 3.5 sacks in his return year to Seattle. Spent 10 years with the Seahawks. Went to the Rams for a year. Made 140 tackles. They cut him. Went back to Seattle. Got a nice contract. They waived him. And it's not because he hadn't been playing well, but he's signing these multi-year longer deals, and because of his price and his age, he keeps finding himself on the market. He's 33 years old right now, coming off of a career high in tackles, and hit the market, and he is reuniting, not just with Dan Quinn, but I was reminded, Ken Norton Jr. as well, the linebackers coach here in Washington, was the longtime linebackers coach in Seattle. So the familiarity theme continues to strike with this 14-player field of free agents Washington's brought in.
And it's better when it's not just guys you knew in Carolina that were good 8 years ago. It's better when it's like from all over the league, players that are good.
I always said it's common that people bring people in that they know. That's very common. It wasn't like a Ron Rivera thing. It's an everybody thing. The annoying thing about the Commanders was the Panthers were never that good. They made the Super Bowl one time when Cam Newton put everyone on his back as an MVP, but they were basically a 7-9 squad a whole lot. And then they made 7-9 kind of music here. So I didn't love that very much. Bobby Wagner last year, Danny, 91.5 run stopping grade as a linebacker, second among all linebackers via PFF.
That's pretty good.
48 stops in the run game, like solo, plugging the hole, making a stop. Second among all linebackers.
That's how you get to 183 tackles, by the way, is those kind of numbers.
82.4 PFF grade. So this is a field general. This is a quarterback of your defense. This is a sheriff in the locker room, which is what I like. It's, you know, they got all the money in the world. It's somewhere between $6 and $8 million this coming year on a one-year deal. There's never been a bad one-year deal. I steal that from Andy McPhail, the former baseball executive. But I say all that to say this is also a really good player still. And let's say he falls off substantially this year. Okay.
One-year deal.
You got Luvu who can play Mike. You got Jamin Davis who's, you know, proven he's now a starter at this point. This is a really, really good addition. I'm very excited about this. The other moves, it's like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, that's probably, that'll work. Yeah, I like that. I like that they're trying. They're doing something. They're throwing some money at a problem. This one, to me, moves the needle.
How different is that linebacker room now? I mean, again, think about, what, 96 hours ago versus right now this minute. It was Jamin Davis and, I don't know, you know, like some guy that they would get off the practice squad or, you know, David Mayo after 4 weeks or, you know, maybe John Bostic gets another call again, which they kept breaking that glass a million times over. But now, Hall of Famer and a dude that, you know, went from a special teamer, turned himself into a pretty substantial player in Luvu. That's a pretty dynamic core now all of a sudden.
Jamin Davis, Keandre Jones, and Brandon Boye-Randle. That was their linebacking room.
Right. I agree with you. Totally.
Now it's still those guys.
Yeah, it's also those guys.
But Bobby Wagner, Frankie Luvu, fired up. I will hit the phones hard in a second. Reactions to this, 800-636-1067. Remember, kick off your future with the law firm of Condorian Murad, the official G&D show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com. Mention Grant and Danny to score a discount. kmlawyers.com. Wagner's been so good for so long. He's definitely a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Without question.
Definitely. Let's go to JaVale and Culpepper. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Grant and Danny, what's up, baby?
Hey, bud.
Chilling, man. How's it going?
Good, thank you. I call to you guys mostly because I'm off work at this time of day, but I call into the Junkies. I call into B-Mitch and Finley sporadically as well. But I said this from the beginning. Bobby Wagner or Devin White will be our middle linebacker going into the next season. People laughed at me, and he's old, he's this, he's that. He had his – I'm not going to say his best career because he was able to cover backs out of the backfield and tight ends better his first 4 or 5 years in the league. But he had the most tackles of his career just last year. And then when we got Peters, okay, and brung in, I mentioned he has a connection with him from Seattle, okay? Ken Norton, they have a connection from Seattle. The biggest detriment to our defense, I believe, was our linebacking core. We now have Bobby Wagner to man the middle of our defense. We have the Luvu from Carolina. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't know a lot about him. I heard his name. But I went back, Danny, as you did on the NFL app, and I watched the first 3-4 Panthers games. This guy's all over the field.
You cannot notice him, yeah.
I'm telling you, and you watch Game Pass. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. He jumps off the screen.
There's a different gear. Like, there's no. I'm trying to say this the right way. You know, some guys like have to maybe take a step or two, and then they go, okay, now I'm going to fire. I'm going to go that way. By the time you see him, he's already going full speed, and he's running past people. Like, he is like an arrow shot out of a cannon.
This shouldn't surprise anybody because you don't lead the league in tackles, not playing a whole lot. But considering that he was 32 and 33 last season, Bobby Wagner did not come off the field very much. I mean, how about well over 1,000 snaps defensively for him in that Seattle defense? I'm looking up the percentage of snaps right now last season.
98%, dude.
No, is it that high?
Yeah, 99 the year before.
He is just a animal.
Yep. They're like, sub. He's like, no. You sit down and shut up. Doing it.
I'm looking at, 98%, 1,170 snaps. My God, he's a stud. Oh, steamed up for Bobby Wagner. Let's go to Brian in Richmond, capital of the Commonwealth. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Hey, Brian.
Probably, what, 30 miles?
It's about 20 miles.
About 20.
Hey, Glenn Allen.
Glenn Allen? No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no.
No, I got a puppy from there once.
Glenn Arden? Yeah. You're doing a great bit there.
Everything was going well until he cursed.
You ruined it, Brian.
I like the casualness of Darius's hand, just listening to the curse word with his hand in his head for a while. Like, I won't dump that one. Nope, we got to dump that one, Darius. That's one of those
rule.
That we got to dump. What? You're smirking. What are you doing over there?
I just, like, that bit, I love it. But I just,
I don't know.
At the same time, I don't love it.
You don't
love it. It's such a tough,
it's
tough as a producer.
Yeah, it's not
and
a
board
one.
Op no. to deal with that
but
bit.
You don't love it because he could say something that you'd have
exactly,
to
exactly, right.
But you think that would keep you vigilant. And then the opposite happened where you're like shaking your head like, oh, he could say something at any moment.
And then
he cursed,
did.
And you were just so calmly not doing anything.
Well, because I kind of missed it for a second. In all honesty, I wasn't trying to snitch on myself on there, but I did miss the curse word. I didn't even hear what it was.
It was pretty clear.
I'll give you a hint. With an S.
Yeah, it's the one that Grant said the first show.
And it ended with a T. Let's go to Paul in D.C. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's up, Grant and Danny? How y'all doing, man?
Good.
I'm going to say this. I like what he's doing. As I told the Junkies earlier, my philosophy on signing people is very simple. Unless you are one of the top six teams in the league, you don't need to be spending a whole lot of money unless you won 2-3 pieces away from winning a Super Bowl or being, signing that. Like if Patrick Mahomes needed an impact wide receiver, then you spend that money on Calvin Ridley because you're right there. But other than that, I love what they're doing now. And Bobby Wagner is the exception to that rule because guess what? He's an impact player, one-year deal, $6-8 million. And guess what? At the end of the day, just like Danny was saying, he's a locker room guy that's going to get those defensive players. He's going to show them what it looks like to be a Hall of Famer. And you need that on your team when you got somebody like a Jamin Davis and these young guys. He's going to be in the weight room. He's going to be doing sprints. They're going to be asking him questions on how you last as long in the league.
Luvu's better for him being here. Thank you, Paul. Jamin Davis, more importantly, as a guy whose career is on off to a great start and has been in plenty of trouble, you know, his driving record and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to learn how to be a pro. Like, these guys are better for being around him. I really believe that. It's part of why you pay a guy like Bobby Wagner. There's no doubt about that. You need players like that in your locker room. But look, they also got to be able to play. The cool thing is, Bobby Wagner can still play, in my opinion. This is not just some lifetime achievement, one-year deal, you're bringing him in, he's old. This reminds me of London Fletcher, where he came in here and everyone's like, 32? You're giving him a five-year deal, really? Hell yeah, I am. He can still play. Look at the film from last year.
Uh-huh.
He still had it. Bobby Wagner was on the field for 98% of snaps. CJ, DC, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, listen, I love what they're doing. I get chills just sitting back, just imagining what those conversations are with Quinn and, you know, bringing guys back on. You know, football is a game of emotion. And, you know, just for him to build the staff that he's been able to build and pull these guys in that's not at the end of their careers that just want to play for him. And pretty, he's convinced these guys on these one-year contracts to pretty much bet on themselves or just trust in me. And to see that this many guys around the league and coaching staff is willing to come and build something with them, man, I love it. Because the old regime, we'll be out of money by now.
Yeah, this group has the cool points. I mean, Ron had the court of public opinion, right, with all the every media member that he was kind to, idiots like me that met him in Arizona at the Super Bowl that time, you know, sang his praises. He's going on Good Morning Football with his logo on a T-shirt and giving them all out to those guys. He's doing that. And there was some credibility there. This is another level. What's happening right now, where you've got this is the cool kids table. This is where everybody wants to be. Want to meet with Dan Quinn. Want to be with his cadre of assistants. This is now the place to go. Right.
Respectfully, they wouldn't be out of money right now. The last regime didn't spend any money. It was one of my big gripes. But we don't need to worry too much about that. I wanted to go back two calls ago to a point that was made about. I think it was Paul. He said like. Only spend money when you're close was essentially the theory. And that is a thought. And there's something to it. I disagree and I don't subscribe to it. Get better. Add talent. Get good players. That's what you need to do. You need to get good football players. If you're bad, then you need to get okay. If you're okay, then you need to get pretty good. If you're pretty good, you need to get great. Doesn't mean you have to wait till you're pretty good to get great to really spend at the top of the market. If you go get Bryce Huff and it costs money and he gets you 14 sacks, you're better for it. If you go get Bobby Wagner and it costs $8 million and you know he improves your locker room and your linebacking core, then you're better for it. You get two chances every offseason to get better, signing free agents and drafting players. You need to find fits, guys that can help you, and you got to be right. And now, I'll say this, they're playing the lottery a bunch. They got 14 tickets they're looking at. They're playing bingo. They're like the old lady at the bingo hall. Who's got the stamp?
7-8 cards.
And She's got 14 cards in front of her. Some of these are going to hit, man. You're not going to go 14 for 14, probably. But maybe you go 7 of 14. Maybe you go 9 of 14. Maybe you get really sexy and you go 10 of 14. Maybe, you know, it's not just plain white cotton, Danny. Maybe it's something we haven't even seen before. Right? Could be something we haven't even seen before. Bobby on the Odyssey app in Indiana. What's
Trust
up?
Tree with the Nest.
Hey, guys. Just got a bit of a roster-building philosophical question for you. How many one-year deals are too many one-year deals? I know, Grant, your axiom I largely subscribe to, but at what point does it become too many mercenaries, guys? Like, I don't care really what happens here. I'm out of here next year anyway.
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
So here's my answer to that. There obviously is a walk-away point where you go, you know what, there's too many of these guys. But in a sport where the shelf life is so short, where the injury rate is near infinite, and these guys have limited windows to cash in, what you most of the time get with a one-year deal is somebody that's simply looking to a platform to showcase themselves for the big deal. They're available for a reason. They didn't go well the year before. See Cleveland Farrell, see Jeremy Chinn, see Dante Fowler, see Austin Eckler, right? Coming off of injury. I know it's not a one-year deal, but it's two with an out after one. The reason you could get these guys is they're basically saying, I need to show my wares to be able to cash in one more time before I, you know, commit the sin of turning 30 or 31 or 32 or something like that. So you could benefit from it. You're right that nothing but mercenaries ends up leading to me, and that's probably not a great thing. So there is a walkaway point. I don't think they're there yet, but it is a fair question.
Well, I would say this, though. You got to know the guys. Are they that type of guy? They know all these guys. They've coached most of them. I mean, Ertz has played for Kingsbury. Armstrong's played for Quinn. Biotis has been in the locker room with Quinn and Witt. Eckler has played for Lynn. Allegretti, Farrell, Mariota with Brian Johnson. Dante Fowler with Quinn. Ott with the special teams coach. Reeves, obviously, everyone in the building. Bobby Wagner. I mean, the majority, there's only top of my head, like three guys of the 14 that they don't really have ties to. They know these guys front and back. Kevin in Arlington, what's up?
Boys, boys, boys. It came to me. We're 3 days into seeing how Adam Peters and Dan Quinn operate as a tandem with all the guys that are in their brain trust now. And what I'm seeing, the theme that's emerging for me is this. Ballers. They're getting ballers. They're not top-of-the-market guys necessarily, but in almost all of these cases, or so many of them, they are or were ballers. They're physical football players. Football matters to them. I mean, the heck with that name, Commanders. We got the Washington Ballers. It's coming together organically, man. I just love the fact we got Wagner, we got Fowler, we got Luvu. We got Armstrong, and we got Payne and Allen to come after the quarterback. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like this is the best group of aggressive defenders we've added in one offseason since that 2004 offseason, which is the model, because that brought in Daniels and Griffin and Sean Taylor in the draft. It's just, you know, you name it. I'm over the moon with this. This is a great signing.
Thank you, Kevin.
Appreciate you, dude. Do you have the version where we fight for our Commanders? Can we not play that?
What do you think Kevin's favorite HBO show starring The Rock was?
Let me see.
Fight for our Commanders.
How dare you?
Oh, that's bad.
What is Ballers?
Can you not, Darius, feel for
trolling
the moment,
me.
Please?
Trolling. You saw it.
A little bit of feeling for the room. I mean, Bobby Wagner just signed Darius. We're on cloud nine right now.
Guys.
Bobby's listening right now on the Odyssey app.
What's
in
up,
Seattle.
Bobby?
He's going, let me get a feel for this city. And then he hears, Barber Top Quartets are
right,
we're going to be
commanders.
The Commanders. He's like, actually, the ink is not dried on that deal. Can we go somewhere
it's
else?
Like, it's not official yet, right?
What's the team name is what?
It's the what?
I thought they were 1 year deal for Bobby Wagner. By the way, another move, just as we're getting ready to go off the air here. We got to sign off because we got Big East basketball coming your way. Georgetown hoops. Jamison Crowder's coming back. So this will be the second player they have retained.
Oh, wow.
Who had hit the market, presumably as a punt returner, but I guess for wide receiver depth as well for J-Mo. Do you count this as a third tenure or is this still second tenure? Because he did technically hit the market.
He became a free agent. He didn't have to move. Continuation of number two.
I'm going
to
say second.
Second tenure. Second tenure.
Do we agree, everyone? Second tenure?
All in favor say aye.
All right.
Ryan, why aren't
for
you saying
Darius and Ryan and Toby, Grant and Danny.
Hey, Tobes.
Saying so long. Tomorrow morning, brand new episode of Bustin' Loose Baseball. Enjoy your evening, Commanders fans. Bobby Wagner coming to the district.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.